This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it is continuing to review a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel. Following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation where officials described a new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The amount of humanity, according to Israel's military on Sunday, citing new corridors that use an Israeli seaport and border crossings into the Palestinian enclave.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
That's Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. After closing off access to Gaza following the Hamas attack on October 7th that set off the war, Israel has since allowed in aid convoys amid growing international pressure to boost the amount of supplies to feed Gaza's 2.3 million people. A separate